Hello.
Hi, my name is Miles and I'm with customer service. I was just returning your call. May I please have your zip code so I can better assist you?
46237.
Thank you. And the name associated with the account?
John Wilkinson.
Okay, let's see here. Thank you for your patience.
Okay.
There we go. I've located your account. And can you confirm your address?
7836 Inverness Drive, Indianapolis, Indiana.
And your email address?
jwilkie16@yahoo.com.
Thank you. And I see that you ordered the trial of the Vigorasm Male Enhancement Gummies and the Vigorasm Testo O or Testo Zero, or maybe that zero is not supposed to be there. Either way, the Vigorasm Testo product and the terms of that offer did explain that you must cancel within your 7-day trial period or you will be charged for the products that were.
I did not see, I looked all through that and I did not see that. And I didn't order anything yesterday for $122. And I tell you, I didn't order that other. My son did. And I'm 78 years old and I can't put out that kind of money. I'm a cancer
And
patient and I can't take that anyway. And if you don't want to take it off, I will get with my bank. I've already talked to them.
you said your son ordered this, correct?
Yeah, he got it off of my
Well, you know
debit
what that
card.
well, you know what that indicates. That indicates that your son would technically be responsible for owing you the $122.86 because
I can't
when.
be going to court. I'm going to go to my bank. If you don't want to rescind that, I didn't order that.
Well,
That's,
sir,
you put that stuff in there.
well,
And if you
sir,
don't want to rescind it, that's fine. I will go to my bank.
it's not that I don't want to rescind it. It's just that I was just letting you know that, and first and foremost, the charge is a valid charge. However, as a courtesy, I can offer you a 50% refund on the charge because, I mean, when the product is mailed out, the product does have a retail value. And if your son didn't read the terms and conditions or wasn't straight and clear with you, like, Dad, I'm ordering this product. It says it's a trial. I have to cancel this within a week or they're going to charge $122 to your account. Is this okay with you? If he didn't
No,
clear
it's
that with,
not.
I
It's not
understand that.
okay.
I
And you.
understand that. But if he didn't clear that with you, then that means that he did something that now he is responsible for as a grown
He
adult.
told me there was nothing on there that said there was a 7-day
There is.
cancellation.
Yeah, it's on the web page. It has to be there for legal purposes because, if a legal entity were to look at the website, like a government entity or a legal entity were to pull up the
I
website and
don't
see
care
that
all that
offer,
legal stuff. If you don't want to rescind the offer,
I can
I will
provide
just
you. I can provide
call
you
the
with a.
bank
I can
and
provide you with a 75%
they will cancel it.
refund. I can provide you with a 75% refund, sir.
What happens if I call you? You're not going to get the money if I call my bank because it's only
Okay, so
pending.
okay, what I'm going to do for you right now, I'm going to go ahead and refund you the $122.86. So basically, that's just saying that your son is getting the product for free.
The product shouldn't be, if it's mailed in, I'll send it back to you because I don't
No,
want
we
it and I
don't.
don't
There's
want him
no.
having it.
No. There are no returns. There are no returns. So if your son ordered the product, the car. If your son ordered this with your card, knowing good and well that in your position that you cannot afford to have charges of $122 hitting your account, and he and if he's a grown man, then what that means is that he used your charge, he used your card in a basically fraudulent manner because he wasn't fully upfront with you, or he didn't take and do his due diligence and make sure that he read those terms and conditions. Like I said, those terms are on the website. They have to be, because if a legal entity pulls up the website to look at it and look it over, boy, if they didn't find those terms on that website, they would shut the company down so fast it would make your head spin. Wouldn't even have time to blink. The company would get shut down so fast. So for legal purposes, those terms and conditions are there. If he didn't see them, well, I'm sincerely apologetic, but I have issued the refund. However, you'll see your refund of $122.86. You said the charge is pending. The refund may just void out that charge. And if you're not familiar with how a void does work, that just basically means the charge is pending, and within about 24 to 72 hours, it would just fall off, and you'd again gain access to your $122.86. But if not, you'd see the refund of $122.86 as a credit to your account within 3 to 5 business days. But moving forward in the future, if you ever run into this kind of trouble again, you definitely want to call the merchant first and get the merchant to give you a refund. Because if you can test it with the bank, what's going to happen is, well, yeah, at first they probably will tell you, oh, yeah, sir, we understand this is a fraudulent. You claim this is a fraudulent charge. We'll give you your money back. Fill out this paperwork. That's a headache in itself to fill out the paperwork. But then they give you your money back. And you're like, yeah, that's great. I'm so happy that I deal with, you know, my bank. That's the name of the bank, hypothetically, my bank. My bank is the greatest bank because they gave me my money back. They're my best friends. They know I've been banking with them for the past 40 or 50 years. You know, they've never done me wrong. I really like that bank. Then 2 to 3 weeks, maybe even a month later, what's going to happen after they do their fraud investigation, where they are legally required to pull up the website and look for those terms and conditions? They'll find that the terms and conditions do say that, well, if you don't cancel within the trial, then you're obligated to pay the $122.86. And then they'll just put the $122.86 right back on your account. And then you'll be even more angry. So that's why I'm glad you called today, so I could go ahead and get this resolved for you. But in the future, if you ever run into this thing again, type of thing again, definitely call the bank. I mean, call the merchant before you call your bank. Because everybody out there thinks that if they call their bank, that's just, you know, the magic solution. It's not. And the reason I can tell you that is because I've been everybody's punching bag who's called the bank, disputed a charge, the bank filed a charge back, the customer lost, the charge was put back on the customer's account, so the customer calls and gets me or some other rep, but in my case, me. And then they want to tear my head off and beat me up like an Everlast punching bag because they're madder than fire that charge is back on their account and there's nothing we can do about it. So I'm just letting you know from experience. This is 21 years. This is 21 years of experience doing this. So it's not like I'm just like some guy who's been doing this for a few months. You know, and maybe a few people got angry because of this happened. And I'm just telling, no, this is 21 years of experience letting you know this. That's no lie. I started working for the company that I work for back December 10th of 2001. So this year on December 10th, that'll be 21 years that I will have been working with this company, taking all kinds of customer service calls. And if I had a dollar for every time I've been somebody's Everlast punching bag, I probably wouldn't have to continue working anymore. I could probably just settle down and retire, honestly. But, hey, it's all good, though, because, you know, when people call me and they beat me up like an Everlast punching bag, that makes sure I have a job that keeps me in my employment, because the more calls we get, the more job security I have. So I don't mind, you know, I understand people have, you know, emotions and they got to vent their frustration. It is what it is. But I just wanted to give you a heads up so that you would know, because you never know, maybe your son gets into one of these things again in the future, you know, and then you get a charge on your account. So rather than going to the bank first, make sure you call the merchant. And if the merchant's respectable in any way, shape, form, or fashion, they'll give you your money back or they'll tell you how you can get your money back. So that way you don't end up getting stuck with a charge that you can't afford, especially after you told me about your situation.
Okay, I appreciate your help.
Oh, you're very welcome, sir. I have a cancellation number, actually. I do have a cancellation number that I can provide to you for your records, because I'm sure that you're interested in having a cancellation number, some kind of, you know, confirmation that you can write down and keep, you know, and hold on to for your records, confirming that the account is canceled and that the company will never be charging you anything in the future.
Okay, I'm ready for that number.
Okay, C like Charlie, F like Frank, 237, 22. Oh, sorry, I'm going too fast. I'm sorry.
C F, what? What's after F?
237, 22, F like Frank, 55, E like Edward.
Okay, can I read that back to you?
Yes, sir.
Okay, C, Charlie, F, Frank, 237, 22, F, Frank, 55, E, Edward.
That's correct. Yes, sir. Absolutely. Got it.
Okay. Okay.
And you would have received
that.
An email. You also would have received an email to your JWILKI16@yahoo.com confirming that that refund was issued.
Okay, I appreciate that.
You're welcome. And was there anything else that I could assist with today here at customer service?
No, not that I know of. I will definitely make sure that my son doesn't get into my debit cards anymore.
I hear that. Yes, sir. You make sure you make him get his own debit card if he's going to do these types of things on the internet. Because anytime anytime a company tells you they're going to send you something and just pay shipping and handling, oh, you can bet your bottom dollar that if there's going to be either you're going to have to cancel during a trial period, or there's going to be some strings attached where they're going to charge you later. Because if there's, you know, like you, we both know, ain't there's nothing in life that's free other than our ability to go outside and breathe air and maybe love somebody or what have you. But outside of that, nothing's free.
Loving someone isn't free.
Well, you can love them for free, but, you know, it does come with a cost. You want to go on a date. You want an anniversary present, you know, things like that, you know. Or, hey, you know, you might live together. You might get married or, you know, you might be engaged. You live together. Then you have to take care of each other's responsibilities and paying the bills and whatnot. I know what you mean about that. Yes, sir. I've been there. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Okay, well, listen, I appreciate everything you've done. I appreciate the refund, and I'll definitely make sure that he does not get a hold of my cards anymore.
I hear that. Yes, sir, and I appreciate you. It's been a pleasure helping you out today, sir, and I'd like to thank you so much for calling customer service. It's been an absolute pleasure, and I hope you have a wonderful weekend.
Hey, I hope you have a wonderful day. The weekend's about gone.
All right, you too. Thank you so much, sir, and happy holidays.
Happy holiday to you.
All right, thank you. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.